broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hi, Ben. It's so close to Masters Week. Good morning, Hawaii. It's Saturday, March 27th, 2021. This is the Golf Club. We're on the radio here, of course, and we're streaming live around the world, radiogolfclub.com, and podcast there or wherever you get your podcasts. And so I was just, looking. Next week is the first major of the year, the ANA Inspiration. The following week, it's the Masters. I mean, we're really starting to get into the rock and roll of all of this. And then, guess what? Yes, the Lotte is coming to Hawaii, but it's not going to be played where it usually is played or where it was for many years. The Ladies Professional Golf Association and Lotte announced that Kapolei Golf Club in Kapolei is now hosting the 9th edition of the Lotte Championship in 2021. That tournament is April 14th through the 17th, featuring a field of 144 players competing for a $2 million purse, $300,000 awarded to the winner. Okay, got a great show for you today because we're going to feature the LPGA with Ron Cyrak right after we get out of the spots, thanking our sponsors. We also have a great lineup for you today, featuring a number of fabulous people, including Karen Palacios Jensen. She's going to help us with swing drills. Dr. Jonathan Carlson is going to help us with knee issues. Dr. Jonathan Carlson, that is, with knee problems. Michael Patrick Shields, our travel guru, is going to be calling in from Mission Inn. Boy, that looks like a lovely place to be, and it's very old, too, has some lovely golf courses. And Bob Herrig, senior writer, ESPN, will wrap up the show with Bob. And boy, do we have some exciting things going on. We have two people, okay, Bubba Watson and Brian Harman. Bubba Watson, 55, Brian Harman, 54. Those are the seeds, okay. They're four up, then the other three up. Now, Brian Harman leads, taking over Bubba Watson. But then we've got Matt Kuchar, 52nd seed, 49 seed, Jordan Spieth, and it's tied through 13. Wow, it's really getting kind of exciting. And yesterday was quite the event. All right, let's get into it now. We're going to come back after we thank the people who make this show possible.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors: Dr. Carlson's Spine and Pain Clinic in Kailua, MD Restoration, Floods, Broken Water Pipes, 24/7 Cleanup, RCM Construction, your contractor for concrete spalling repairs. Welcome to The Golf Club Radio Show.
Indeed. Welcome into the clubhouse. Ron Cyrak, Golf Channel contributor, LPGA special correspondent, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism recipient, and author of Vision 54 Trilogy. Hi, Ron.
Good morning, Danielle. Thanks for having me on again.
It's absolutely my pleasure. And I was asking you, I think, last week, when are the Koreans going to come back onto the LPGA Tour? Oh my! Yes, they're back. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, we're going to be seeing a lot of the big names the rest of the way. They're all going to be there. They were slow getting here because it was not easy with all the travel restrictions that are out there. Just like going into a country for 1 week and then going back is not a problem. But now the LPGA is playing virtually nonstop until the end of November. So the big names are all there, and the big names are really, I think that this Kia started with, I know they had all of the top 10 in the Rolex rankings. I think all the entire top 14 in the Rolex rankings were there.
It's amazing. NB Park, she just is unflappable, yeah. 66, 69, brilliant start. She's so calm. It's like she's never been gone.
If you followed her for 18 holes, and you never looked at where her golf ball went, you just only looked at her body language, you'd have no idea whether she shot 65 or 85. And that's really one of her strengths as a player. She keeps her composure as well as anybody I've ever seen. You know, she's sort of Annika-like that way. And now, you know, you look at it, I know, I haven't heard Envy say this, but I would think next on her to-do list is the Korean with the most LPGA victories is Siri Park with 25, and Envy's got 20.
Yeah.
I'm sure Envy would like to get to 25. She's already got, with seven majors, she's got more majors than any other Korean. In fact, she's got more majors than all but six other players in the history of the LPGA.
Yeah.
But I think she'd like to get those six more wins and become the all-time leading Korean winner on the LPGA.
I mean, you know, I have a feeling if she plays like she's playing now, that is a foregone conclusion. She's just so composed, even when the weather is terrible. It was very windy the first day, wasn't it?
Yeah, scoring was really hard. And I was talking to my buddy Grant Boone, who does some of the TV broadcasts for Golf Channel out there, and he said that they, on Thursday, you really, really saw the strength in Envy's game because the harder it blew, the more under control her rhythm was. She never got out of rhythm, never let any of the conditions around affect her at all.
Wonderful. Really, truly wonderful. On that day, Hyo-Joo Kim also shot a 67 with Envy Park a 66. And then we had three 68s. We had Sophia Popoff and Mel Reid. And pretty much Envy Park, Sophia Popoff, Mel Reid, Hyo-Joo Kim, they're all there still in those same positions. But one person is missing. You'd expect her to be right there, tied for second. In-Gee Chun, disqualified. Wow.
Yeah, you got to sign your scorecard. You know, that's one of the rules of the game. You have to attest to the score that you shot. And, you know, there's a lot of people who think in this day and age of computerized scoring and everything that's a silly rule. But I like that level of accountability. You've got to look over your scorecard, which is kept by one of the people you're playing with. It's not kept by you. You have to go over the scorecard and you have to say, yep, this is true. And then sign your name to it to validate it. And she didn't do it.
Yeah, and they call it not certifying. You know, when you look at it that way, you didn't certify your score. Therefore, your signature certifies it. If you don't certify it, then it's not real.
Yeah, you know, again, it's a level of accountability that golf has that I think is really part of what makes it a special game. You know, when you think of all the great values that the game of golf teaches to children, boy, there's one right there. You know, be accountable for your actions, you know, and know what you got to know, what the rules are, and know what you got to do and do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. One thing that really bothered me, I saw so much of the Dell Technologies WGC in Austin, Texas. Lovely, lovely golf course. Very nice. Exciting. Yesterday was quite the event. Watching Sergio Garcia walk off hole in one. Lee Westwood thought he'd seen everything and obviously hadn't, he said, until being ousted by Sergio with that fabulous hole in one. And then Tommy Fleetwood does a hole in one today on the same hole. Truly an incredible event. But, you know, not seeing the women, what? We had a two-hour broadcast window. It was wrong.
Yeah, that Danielle, one of the things to keep in mind here, the TV contracts for both the PGA Tour and the LPGA Tour are ancient. Both of those contracts were negotiated more than a decade ago. They both expire this year. Next year, new TV contracts go into play. I don't know specific details, but I'm willing to bet a lot of money that you're going to see a lot more exposure for the LPGA next year under the new TV contract.
And that would be
Go ahead.
No, I was just thinking, you know, I hope it's, you know, on some of the broadcast networks, do you think?
Yeah, I think they'll get more broadcast exposure. You're going to see way, way less, if no delayed tape. You know, and I think part of it, look, the LPGA hired as their agent to negotiate their TV deal the PGA Tour. Now, the fact that the PGA Tour was willing to do that, well, first of all, I thought it was a smart move on the LPGA's part because they could leverage, you know, the 800-pound gorilla, the PGA Tour, to help them get a good TV deal. But I think that the fact that the Tour got involved was an acknowledgement on their part that the LPGA is the second most valuable property in golf, right behind the PGA Tour. And I think next year in the TV coverage, you're going to see the LPGA treated that way.
Well, I'm glad because, I mean, not long ago we were upset that Golf Channel wasn't showing the LPGA more. And not long ago, I'm talking about 10 years ago. You know, time flies when you're having fun. So now we're seeing a little bit more. They're, routinely, we see at least, you know, a couple of hours of each day. Granted, some of them are tape delay, but we're seeing more on Golf Channel. And that's great. But we've talked about this. You've got to have the broadcast, the NBCs, the CBSs, to be able to actually get all the viewers that you want to get into the game.
Yeah, and I think you're going to see the fact that Golf Channel and NBC are owned by the same company, NBC Universal, Comcast. I think you're going to see that, and they have a couple of other outlets there. They have the Peacock Network now, a streaming network. I think that between all the different platforms that exist in that family right there, you're going to see more coverage of that. And I do think, particularly, you get into the major championships, and I think you're going to see weekend coverage on network TV in the major championships, in most of them, if not all of them.
All right. We had a huge star back on the main stage, Michelle Wee West, playing her first tournament in a long time, certainly since, you know, having her baby. just beautiful. So, what were your thoughts? Did you get to see her? I mean, I didn't get to see her.
No, there wasn't. They didn't really wasn't that much to see. It's been almost 2 years. I was at the last tournament she played was the 2019 KPMG Women's PGA Championship, and I was there for that. And she missed the cut. She grinded it out, and I was really touched by her that day. Because I've seen Michelle walk off the golf course more than once over her career, and she was determined to finish 36 holes that day, even though she was going to miss the cut by a billion. And I felt like she was almost saying, you know, I don't know if I'm ever going to be back here again. You know, I don't know what's going on in my life with injuries and then getting a family started. But it was great to see her back. And I think that she should be encouraged by what she saw. She birdied the absolute first hole that she played. And then she shot 81. But she shot 74 the second day. She hit more fairways. She hit more greens. She made more putts. For playing competitive golf for the first time in almost 2 years, that's not bad.
No.
And now she's going to go to a golf course that she's very comfortable at. She loves Mission Hills. She's always played the A&A Inspiration well. And when she gets there and feels in her comfort zone on that golf course, you know, we'll see what happens next. It was, to me, an encouraging return to competition.
I think she said something to the effect, if I can shave 7 strokes off my score from one round to another, I can get better. You know, and it's a perfect attitude. Perfect attitude. And what you said about, I said, at least she finished. She went to the second round. She didn't just walk off and say, I'm going to withdraw. I'm done. You know,
right.
And I was very encouraged by her attitude and her determination, and it made me feel really, really good to see her back. And her smile and some of the pictures that they've captured her in, just beautiful and absolutely wonderful to see her. Lexi Thompson, 72-72, tied for 25th. Cheyenne Knight, also up there at 25th. Jennifer Chang, Brittany Lang, Alana Urelli, all of our Americans, I'm not familiar with Alana. Amy Olson, Nellie Korda, Christy Kerr, Christina Kim. You know, we have a lot of Americans in the field. And what do our Americans have to do to take on our NG Chuns and NB Parks?
Well, you know, this is going to be an interesting year because this is the first time ever we're going to have both Olympic golf and the Solheim Cup in the same year. So you got 12 Americans trying to make that U.S. Solheim Cup team to play in Toledo in September. And any American who's within the top 15 of the Rolex rankings by the cutoff date, which is the last week in June, would qualify to play in the Olympic golf. So that's a little extra motivation out there right now for all the Americans to play well. And I think that we're going to see a very spirited competition here. You know, we tend to forget sometimes that there's three Americans in the top 10 in the Rolex rankings right now. You know, Nelly Korda, Danielle Kang, Lexi Thompson. So the Americans aren't, and, you know, this is a point that I've felt for a long time. It's not so much that the Americans have ever gone backwards. The rest of the world's just gone forward. And, you know, the LPGA has become golf's global tour. And the competition is so deep and so talented out there.
You know, now, do you think they put more stock in Solheim Cup or in the Olympics?
Well, you know, I think that everybody would want to be. I mean, because the Olympics is only once every 4 years. And because there may only be two Americans there, maybe right now there would be three Americans there. And four is the most that you can have. So the Olympic golf is a more exclusive club. Solheim Cup is going to be a more intense club. I mean, they're going to play the Olympics with there'll be spectators there, but there's not going to be any spectators from outside the country. So you're not going to have family and friends there cheering you on. I'm guessing, you know, maybe this is just me hoping, being Pollyanna-ish about this. By September, when we get to Toledo, Ohio for the Solheim Cup, I'm hoping that we're back to full crowds at golf tournaments.
Oh, yeah.
And that is a totally, totally awesome atmosphere. Being a team golf in that kind of setting with big crowds is just a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's fun to watch, too. I read a headline this morning, and it said, quote, "It's time for a woman to run LPGA."
they tried that. you know, I mean, frankly speaking, I would not be surprised if they, you know, if they go that, you know, look, let's put it this way. Mm-hmm. Unlike 2009 when they hired Mike Wann, this job of being LPGA commissioner is a really attractive job. Mike Wann was taking over a sinking ship, and he righted that ship. And now it's a thriving tour. They're playing for over $75 million this year. They have 34 events. They just got this new TV deal. Everything about it is good. So my guess is the search committee for the next commissioner is getting a lot of really, really, really qualified candidates who are interested in the job. And my guess is that a lot of those really, really qualified candidates are going to be women. And I think that the chance that they're going to find somebody who is qualified to do the job and is a woman is going to be very, very likely. That said, the LPGA has always done an amazing job of just looking for the best person for the job.
Yes, and Mike Wann, I think, has said that the women are running this tour.
Well, that's it. That's what you got to remember is the commissioner is I mean, the board can fire the commissioner. The board fired Carolyn Bivens, you know. I mean, so you are working for the board and then the board is really working for the players. So yes, I mean, it's an organization. LPGA is an organization run by 300 women, no matter who the commissioner is.
There you go. And the search committee is largely female, too. So I'm so excited to have you on the show. Thank you so much. You're going to be covering the Masters and the ANA. You've got a big couple of weeks ahead.
Yeah, I'm leaving on Wednesday to drive to Georgia for the Masters, and I'll be covering the Masters on site. I'll be covering the ANA remotely from down there because first, I got to get there. I get there on Thursday afternoon, have my COVID test, get on property Friday. And then Saturday, the Augusta National Women's Amateur ends. Sunday, the drive, chip, and putt finals end. And then we get right in the Masters week.
It's really exciting. Thank you for being on the show, Ron.
Thank you, Danielle. Always a pleasure. Aloha.
Aloha. We're going to come back with Karen Palacios Jensen. Have you ever wondered what swing drills are? I mean, it sounds like something somebody who's really, really good at the game would do, right? Swing drills. Not necessarily. We're going to talk with Karen Palacios Jensen. She created Cardio Golf TV. CardioGolf.com is her location where you can find more about Cardio Golf. And she is an LPGA Master Teaching Professional Lead Instructor for Golf Channel. So many accolades. We'll come back right after this with Karen Palacios Jensen. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to hawaiipain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate that must have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates. It's easy to do. Email Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000.
When Hilton Hawaiian Village opened in 1955, who made their signs? Honolulu Sign. They do building marquees and lighted signs, letter signs, parking and tow-away signs, signs of every kind. Honolulu Sign has OSHA compliance signs, makes custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047, licensed and insured, COVID compliant, and they have all the PPE signs you need. Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Karen Palacios Jensen, CardioGolf.com, that's the site. CardioGolf, CardioGolf TV creator, LPGA Master Teaching Professional, lead instructor for Golf Channel, Golf Digest, top 50 best golf fitness trainers, the only LPGA professional on that list. Okay, welcome into the clubhouse, Karen.
Thanks for having me, and I always love how you pronounce my name. It's awesome.
I love your name. I didn't mention that Olympic gold medalist Dan Jensen is Karen's husband, and he uses her exercise program and her exercise aids. So go to cardiogolf.com and check it out. In the meantime, while you're doing that and listening, of course, golf swing drills. Doesn't that sound like, you know, swing drills, something that somebody needs to do if they're really good at the game? Get out there and do swing drills. But it's for, I mean, swing drills are important for people just starting the game, aren't they, Karen?
Yes, and I think, in fact, they're probably more important for beginners because, you know, swing drills are basically practice swings, and usually our practice swings are better tempo, they're better than our real swings. So imagine if you did practice swings, doing it correctly every single time, and if you got that ingrained, how much easier the swing would be when there was a ball there.
Yes. I mean, you'd have it, what is it called when you ingrain something after repetition? It
becomes... Yeah, it's the principle of specificity. The body adapts to what you're the demands that you're placing on it. So if you repeatedly do something over and over, then your body adapts to that and it becomes easy and you don't have to think about it, sort of muscle memory.
Okay, so muscle memory. That's what I was thinking of. And how do we, what's a swing drill? Can you describe one?
Yes, you know, a swing drill is basically an exercise, and a swing drill will get you in a position that you might not be able to do otherwise. So, for example, this is a very simple swing drill. If your tendency is to raise your head, to move side to side laterally, a great swing drill to help center your head is to do swings with your feet together. So you put your feet completely together. Think about it. If your head moves and your feet are together, you're going to fall over. So you automatically stay centered, and then you learn to swing your arms away from your body. So you can actually hit balls with your feet together, put the ball on a low tee, and you'll be amazed at how far you can hit the ball just by swinging your arm, keeping your head centered. So you would do 10 to 15 swings with your feet together, and then when that feels comfortable, then you would go ahead and put your feet apart, and then you could add some weight shifts, but you still have that feeling of staying centered. So that's an example of a swing drill.
Excellent. I've seen people use like a stick or their club, and they put it in their arms, and they kind of shift back and forth around their shoulders. Is that a swing drill?
Yeah. What? Absolutely. So that would be called a pivot or a body motion drill. So you can either put it under your arms or you can put it behind your back, and then you can learn how to shift your weight. Like using the stick helps you turn better than you would if you didn't have that with you. So that's a great example of a swing drill. You know, so think about it, Danielle. If you go to the gym, you don't just randomly do exercises, right? You just don't randomly start running and then go do a bench press. You have a plan. So when you practice, you want to have a plan too. So a great way to do that would be to have 3 or 4 swing drills to take with you to the driving range, and you can find those on cardiogolf.com, and then practice those, and then slowly incorporate some full swings, and then those swing drill positions will be incorporated into your swing without thinking about it.
That's good, and it might be helpful to do this with somebody who's watching you, too, to make sure you're doing it correctly?
Absolutely. So, you know, if you take a lesson, most likely the teacher's going to give you a swing drill to do, and they, you know, they can kind of monitor you and show you how to do it. So you make sure you do it correctly, and then you know, then they'll let you on your own. But yes, you always want to have someone to just watch you every once in a while. And just here's a plug for the LPGA teachers. So you were just talking to Ron about how he said 300 women run the LPGA. Well, it's actually 1,200 because we have teachers and coaches. So there's 1,200 of us.
Wow. And as a matter of fact, aren't you an LPGA master professional?
Yes, I've been teaching a master professional for over 20 years. So it's not just the LPGA tour. We're also teachers and coaches and club professionals. So the new commissioner will actually be all above all of us. So we have a very big stake in the new commissioner as well.
Yeah, I bet. You must have heard the conversation about, is it time for a woman to be leading the LPGA? Mike Wann seemed to be doing things for, he was like the taskmaster. He had to, not the taskmaster, the tour's the taskmaster, and he had to execute on behalf of everybody he represents.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm all for a woman. You know, I don't necessarily think they need to be a golfer because, you know, the commissioner is really about promoting the tour and the teachers and also marketing. So, you know, that person has to have a very specific skill set. So, you know, I'm for whoever the best person for the job is. But, yeah, let's have women. Women are great. We're great multitaskers. I'm sure there's women out there that will do a great job.
Yeah. Okay, I got another question back to swing drills. There's one thing that most of us get as beginners. Most of us as beginners get confused. The golf club isn't shaped in the club, you know, the head of the club isn't shaped in a way that's obvious to tell you you should face it in this direction to make the ball go there. Because
Yeah.
And has this weird little slant to it. Is there
absolutely.
Is there a swing drill that helps you know how to control your club face set impact?
Yes, absolutely. So one thing that's great, I have a club. It's called the Shorty Club. You know about the Shorty Club.
Mm-hmm.
The club is short for a couple of reasons. It's short so you can practice inside, but also the club head is closer to your hands, so you can see how your hands actually control the club face. So if you get the Shorty Club, you're able to rehearse and see the club at impact. But, you know, one thing that would be good, you can just do this with your regular club. If you find a straight line somewhere, and then you go ahead and set your iron, let's just say an 8-iron, down behind that straight line, the bottom edge of the club should be straight. But then, of course, the 8-iron has some angle to it, so then the angle will be away from the target. So that would be a square club face at address position. What is different, Danielle, is when you swing through, your hands actually come before the ball, so then the club face closes down a little bit, so then it straightens the angle out, and that's what makes the ball go up in the air. So just by learning what a square club face is at address position, that will help you. So if you swing down and your club face is pointing to the right, the ball is going to go to the right. If you swing down and you turn that club face over too quickly, it's going to go to the left. So the ball will tell a story of what you're doing with the club face.
And you should probably learn to do this without having to think about it, to be thinking all the time. That's one of the biggest problems that people who are just getting into the game or have been in the game for a long time, there's still this little voice, you know, am I doing this right? Am I set up right? Am I looking, you know, all these things that are... we have to think about, but we really, you got to get to the point where you don't think, kind of like kids. They don't think, they just do.
Right, yeah. You know, especially if you're learning when you're older, we're kind of worried about what we look like. If you just get up, kind of set up athletically and don't think about it. And sometimes I'm sure you've experienced that when you're not even thinking about it, you just swing, all of a sudden the ball goes far. and you're like, what happened there? You just kind of let your athleticism take over. And that's what I'm saying. If you were to take practice swings and practice away from hitting the ball, you can groove like a nice swing. And then when the ball is in front there, you're not thinking about it so much.
I love it. I love it. This is Karen Palacios Jensen, cardiogolf.com. That's where you'll find her, cardiogolf.com. And she has two things, aids, the Shorty Club that she mentioned, but you also have the slope. The slope is...
Yes.
Yes. Tell us about the slope.
Yeah, so the slope is a regular fitness step where you can do, like, step up and down and use it as a bench, but it's curved like a fairway. That's why I call it like a slope of a fairway. So you can actually put your foot on it and rehearse uphill and downhill lies, you know, the ones that you have on the golf course, but there's nowhere ever to hit it. You know, I've played in Hawaii before. You have a lot of hilly courses there. So, but the driving ranges are always flat, so sometimes we don't know how to play those lies. So you can rehearse those and do the swing drills. And also, you know, if you go to cardiogolf.com, all of your listeners can get a free subscription to try out all the videos and exercises. So that would be great for people to check out.
Yes, free.
Yeah, free is always good.
Free is always good. And then you want to subscribe after that to get more. So, but, you know, people are saying, well, what am I going to do? You know, am I just going to have this thing around? And what if I don't use it? Well, you can also use it for step aerobics, low impact exercises, and that could be very helpful. So that when you're inside, you can do a little bit of something while you're watching your favorite golf tournament, you know, when you're
exactly. Yeah, I love it. So, you know, nowadays, and I don't know what it's like in Hawaii now, if gyms are still closed. But so it's a cardio machine, but it doesn't take up a lot of space. Also, the other thing that's great about it is in nature, you never walk on a flat surface. And so this has a little bit of angle, so it's angle so that it teaches you to kind of stabilize your core. So it's a little bit better workout than if you're just walking on a flat surface.
I always feel like you have so much to tell us. Is there something you wanted to information that we haven't been able to discuss this time?
Oh, you know, you're very thorough and always asking me things. But, you know, I would say the one way to really maximize your golf performance is, first of all, to get a golf lesson. So take advantage of your LPGA and PGA professionals. But the other thing is to get a fitness evaluation, whether you do it from a golf fitness person or just a regular fitness person, so you can get to know what muscles are weak and stronger, so you can know your tendencies and you can work on a proper program. So you don't just want to, you know, be stretching the muscles that are already stretched out. You want to be stretching the muscles that are tight, and you want to be strengthening your muscles that are weak. So I highly recommend, if you can, to do a golf fitness screen, and that will really help your performance.
Oh, that's excellent advice. Excellent advice, because it's those tight muscles that can get you in trouble with your swing. They do things that you don't know why this is happening. It's because of your muscles and the way they are right now, if they haven't been in shape for a while. And if you do that, you'll find out what you could possibly hurt, why it needs to be strengthened so that you don't hurt yourself. I love it.
Right, yeah, prevent injury, absolutely, Daniel.
Thank you so much. Karen Palacios-Jensen, Cardio Golf, Cardio Golf TV creator, cardiogolf.com. That's where you go. LPGA Master Teaching Professional. Thank you for being on the show. It's always great.
Thanks a lot for having me. I'll talk to you next time.
Talk to you soon. Aloha. Well, speaking of hurting yourself, we are going to talk with Dr. Jonathan Carlson about knees. And sometimes it's not that you've hurt yourself. It's just that something's happening inside your body, and it's called arthritis. You know, it just does. It starts sooner in some people. It starts later in others. But some people say it's inevitable. So what do you do about that? We're going to talk with him after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
What is falling cracks in your cement walls, floors, or ceilings have in common with termites? Both only get worse and more expensive to repair if left alone. What is the answer? RCM Construction. For over 30 years, they have repaired concrete buildings, garages, and decks. Stopped the leaks. Call Richard Malmgren at 808-864-9520. RCM uses state-of-the-art solutions. RCM is COVID safe. Call RCM Construction, 864-9520 now.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to hawaiipain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Have you discovered Global Golf Post yet? Global Golf Post is the leading golf news publication in the game. It is a digital magazine. It's published very early Monday morning, delivered to your email inbox before you wake up. And in the pages of Global Golf Post, you will find all the news from the pro tours from the weekend, plus opinion and commentary from many of the best writers covering the game today. You can also read about the latest golf gear from the leading golf equipment brands. Best of all, it's absolutely free. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii to sign up for your free subscription. You'll become the most informed golfer in your regular foursome. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii. Do it today.
Want more customers?
renovating high-rises, whatever your trade.
Fill your restaurants, buy your cars, use your realty company, buy insurance, air condition their offices. Advertise on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. We have quality listeners like yourself. We have ad packages that start at a few $100s. Email your contact info to rick@radiogolfclub.com. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com. Advertise on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club.
That's rick@radiogolfclub.com.
Our listeners are consumers, too.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And just over a month ago, Brooks Koepka. Remember Brooks? He was on the return after knee surgery. Yes, he had some hip issues that developed after that knee surgery, but he was coming back. Well, now we're talking about another knee and another surgery. Both knees have been operated on. Brooks Koepka, a month into his recovery, as he put out on Twitter and Instagram, there's only one way to go, and that's up from here. Okay? So, but some people are saying, Brad Faxon in comments on Sirius XM PGA Tour, I think this is really a tough question about whether or not Brooks will be coming back soon. Like, certainly he won't be there for the Masters, but this is a really tough question to answer. There was rumors around here. The Honda Classic, where I live, I was on the range with caddies and talking, and I have instructor friends. I think this injury is way more serious than Koepka's letting on. I've heard, you know, patella injury, post-collateral ligament, PCL, rumors that he's going to be out for 6 to 8 months. Wow. I mean, talk about a triple whammy. I really feel for Brooks. Jonathan Carlson, Dr. Jonathan Carlson, CEO and founder, Hawaii Pain and Spine in Kailua. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thanks so much for having me, Danielle.
Yeah. When I mentioned all that about Brooks, what was your first reaction?
You know, I really fell for him. You know, we talk about different types of knee pain injury. Of course, you hear tears of cartilage, meniscus. ACL tears is something that we hear, but it definitely sounds like he has more of a structural issue. Now, like you said, he's holding his cards close to his chest, so I haven't seen his medical records. But it seems like there's definitely a structural issue. Now, it's interesting. We kind of talked about this last month. You know, he's on his way to recovery. We talked about alignment and joints and how one injury can lend itself to other injuries because you don't have the ebb and flow and what we call conjugate gait, and things are misaligned. I think there's clearly, in my mind, a structural issue. You mentioned PCL, lateral collateral ligament. You know, there's all these different structures within the knee and in the body that I think just are continuing to present itself with him, and clearly there must be a deeper issue. But I think time will tell as he goes more public with it. But it kind of, what I'd mentioned last talk, we talked about a young player having knee injury, and he had true injury, that can happen with wear and tear. Maybe it's I had an ACL injury when I was playing basketball when I was we were having a tournament at Atlantic Kilo Baptist in Eva Beach, and I blew out my ACL. So sometimes it's just bad luck while you're out there playing, whatever sport it is. But I kind of had mentioned, and I don't think this is what's going on with him. I mean, maybe, but I think it's more so structural with him. But I talked about arthritis.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. I'd had several patients over this last month, and I thought about the show coming up, just that have arthritis, and they're telling me, you know what? And many of them said, you know what? I can't get out and play a round of golf. I used to be able to walk 18. Now I have to quit at 9. And so it just really kind of said, you know, there's other things that are going on with the body. Brooks, I think, is structural, but arthritis is probably the most common for those that are more senior and even some that are younger that I think would affect your game.
Yeah, and from what I understand, if you're, you know, like a student athlete, you can, and you hurt yourself, that arthritis can develop in your late 30s and 40s even.
Yeah, and I think it definitely can develop earlier. I see that with spine. So you think about spine, the discs of the back, they support 80% of the weight in your body, most areas. And if you have injury to that, then something has to compensate or pick up for that structural change and damage. And it often is the joints in the back, the facet joints. But it can happen anywhere. And so over time, these joints get inflamed. You know, the itis and arthritis is actually inflammation. And so you have a lot of things that can be, lend itself to arthritis. So arthritis in general, if I may, can be caused by a lot of things. Sometimes it's good old-fashioned excess weight, genetics. I sometimes kind of wonder with Brooks, he's such an athlete. I wonder if there's kind of this genetic thing that predisposed him. But it could be autoimmune. There's other types of arthritis that, could happen where you hear Phil Mickelson, where you have rheumatoid arthritis or gouty arthritis, psoriatic arthritis. So these genetic conditions are these rheumatological conditions, I should better say. And I think people are predisposed to having injury structurally and are joint-wise that can be genetic. So there's also age. Unfortunately, gender could be a factor, that more women tend to have rheumatoid arthritis than men. And then just good old-fashioned father time, which I think is probably, you mentioned 30s, 40s, but if you have structural injury, then your joints have to pick up the slack a lot of times, and they get inflamed, and then they become painful.
Yeah, that's, you know, sometimes I wake up, one golfer on the Champions Tour, PGA Champions Tour, said that, you know, the thing about getting older is when you wake up in the morning, you don't know what's going to hurt. And I thought that's so beautifully said, because there's some mornings when I'll wake up and I, what's wrong with my knee? And when your knee hurts, it's like, yeah, when your back hurts and it's there and it's hurting and it's a bother. But in the shoulder, yeah. But the knee, I mean, the knees are so critical. They do everything. You don't realize how much your knees do until you can't use them. So if I've got a bad knee, what can I come to you?
Absolutely. You can come to me. You know, a lot of times orthopedic surgeons get involved with this. I think it's nice because we can kind of quarterback this for you. And I love my ortho friends. I'm not trying to take away from them. You always hear me say it. We all are kulianas, our roles here in Hawaii, or just in general medicine. Ortho, a lot of times they'll say, well, you're not ready for surgery. You're not ready for getting scoped just yet. I don't think there's a meniscal tear. Or maybe they just think that there needs to be more conservative things done. If the patient has failed medications, often we think of these medications, these vitamins that you take over the counter. Then you take your classic anti-inflammatory medications, ibuprofen, naproxen, Aleve, Motrin, and then physical therapy. I can't, and of course I mentioned earlier, weight loss. I mean, I can't stress it enough. Just, it's simple physics. If you have too much weight on your structures, your knees, it's going to cause problems. It's interesting. When I blew up my ACL in high school, I had, prior to that, many third-degree sprain injuries with my right ankle. And I kind of wonder if I was favoring my ankle. That may put stress on my right knee because of my right ankle, right knee. But I think the point is that you can kind of grin and bear certain things, like you mentioned back. You can kind of grin and bear ankle. But, man, knee, hip, you start to have problems with those, you can't grin and bear that. So I guess my thing is, you know, focusing on, if it's not a structural injury, it's not a meniscal tear, it's not a ligament tear or injury, then we really start thinking of patients either who have arthritis and they've already failed therapy, they've already tried weight loss, they've already tried anti-inflammatories. You start thinking of, well, what can I do to help with that? You can think, go right to a surgeon, but you don't want to get too aggressive. I really think we're in a day and age of medicine, and in general, less is more. And some people, they do need to go right to surgery. They have bone on bone, and it's really bad. They might need a knee replacement. But if we're talking about arthritis, and they're not at the point where they need a knee replacement, or the case that I mentioned earlier, I have patients that actually already had both knees replaced.
Oh, my.
Like, I can't golf. I still have pain in my knees. Well, there's things that I can do to help with that at Hawaii Pain and Spine, and not to have a shameless plug. Any really pain specialist can do this. So if you're seeing a pain specialist right now, or an ortho surgeon, say, hey, look, I'd like to talk to you as maybe seeing a pain specialist. We can do special kinds of nerve blocks, Danielle. Genicular nerve blocks is interesting. I had a patient that lived in the mainland. He'd seen 4 pain specialists and seen one here, so 5 pain specialists. He had both knees replaced. He's like, I can't golf. I said, has anyone talked to you about doing nerve blocks in your knees? He's like, what are you talking about? It's like, before I had my knees replaced, I had steroid injections. I had viscous supplementation, gel injected my knees. That didn't work. Finally had them replaced. And I just was told that I had to live with it. There's no structural things or surgical things done. And I'm not putting down anyone that saw them before, But I feel really bad for him. He could have had nerve blocks in his knees, and then we call a further treatment, that radio frequency ablation, and that could have really helped this gentleman.
Wow. Having a knee replacement operation is such a major undertaking. The results over time are wonderful, but you go through an awful lot of therapy to get that knee in place and the body back into. And it'll never be the same. It's so good to hear that there's another option that you could go, an avenue that you can go down without having to resort to the full-on knee replacement surgery if it's not necessary. Let me ask you this. Is there any way to prevent plain old arthritis?
You know, I love what Ms. Jansen said, Karen Jansen said earlier. She's hitting it with the Cardio Golf TV. Is, you know, just making sure that you get ahead of it. I think we in America, unfortunately, we are just not attentive to health. But we're seeing kind of a dichotomy here. People are getting more healthy in America, but people are also getting more unhealthy. So good old-fashioned living and eating right, living lean and mean and eating right. I'm not saying you need to become someone that doesn't enjoy things. I tell my patients, people don't plan to fail or gain weight. They fail to plan. So you get out your calendar, you plan your cheat meal days. Don't eat comfort food every day, although I love to do that. That's part of the pastimes of Hawaii is potlucks and getting together and, you know, eating great food with friends and family in Ohana. But making sure you watch your diet so you don't have the weight gain. And then exercise. Move it. I mean, we've heard all the time, use it or lose it. It's so true. I feel like it'd be remiss, Danielle, to kind of take one quick back turn to patients that have had their knee replaced and they're being told there's no more surgical options for them. Maybe they're not ready for a revision. I have these patients with knee replacements that maybe they don't respond to genicular nerve blocks and radio frequency ablation where you zap the nerves. And by the way, those sound really fancy and scary. They're all minimally invasive procedures with a very small needle, not much bigger than tip of a tack, and it can be done in office. It takes a couple of minutes. So it's great because it's minimally invasive. We're not even cutting your skin open. You don't even go to sleep for it. You can stay awake. But there's another procedure of these patients that have knee replacements called spinal cord stimulation, specifically dorsal root ganglion stimulation. I've had patients that were on high-dose opioids and had been told that they've had a second or third knee replacement because things had gone wrong, and they end up having this chronic neurological. I mean, people always think structural, mechanical, but mechanical musculoskeletal pain over time, if it's chronic pain, these nerves are firing, can become what we call neuropathic pain or nerve-related pain. And there's new technology that's been out. It's not new, actually. It's been out half a decade in the U.S. of dorsal root ganglion stimulation or DRG stimulation. I had a gentleman come down from Oregon when I was back to the mainland before I moved home, and he was on 500 milligrams of morphine. Equivalents. He'd done everything under the sun. He had nerve blocks. And at the time, I was one of the only people that was trained in this particular procedure. Now there's several doctors here in Hawaii that are trained throughout the country. But DRG stimulation, we had him wean down his medications. We did a DRG trial for both of his knees that were replaced. He came, and now he's taking like maybe one or two Percocets a week. And he was on 500 oral morphine equivalents a day. And DRG stimulation, you got to be careful. It's not the magic bullet of all things pain or panacea of all things pain. But it can be a huge game changer because we're kind of going upstream. We're not addressing the knee itself. We're going into the spinal level and addressing the nerves that are firing, these chronic pain processes that are taking place and addressing it. Because you think about it, yeah, injury and pain in your knees going from the nerves of the knee to the spine to the brain, and we cut it off at the level of the spine, and it could be a huge game changer. He was not able to play a round of golf. He's playing 18 a couple times a week now.
Bravo. Dr. Jonathan Carlson, CEO and founder, Hawaii Pain and Spine. Awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Love coming on, Danielle. Thank you to you and Rick and your team, and much aloha.
Much aloha to you. We're going to go. I've fallen kind of for this place that's really close to Orlando, and Disneyland isn't far away, so you could get the family over there. And there's a couple of really gorgeous golf courses with some marvelous history to them. Michael Patrick Shields, our travel guru extraordinaire, has got the details. We're going to come right back with him after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Seals Electric has kept Hawaii's power on for more than 60 years. High-rises, shopping and commercial centers, city and county projects. Have your project done on time, on budget, with a tradition of excellence and safety only Seals delivers. Update your facilities with the next generation of cost-saving products. We're COVID compliant. Call 842-1944. That's 842-1944. Across Hawaii, Seals Electric lights the way.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
What do falling cracks in your cement walls, floors, or ceilings have in common with termites? Both only get worse and more expensive to repair if left alone. What is the answer? RCM Construction. For over 30 years, they have repaired concrete buildings, garages, and decks. Stopped the leaks. Call Richard Malmgren at 808-864-9520. RCM uses state-of-the-art solutions. RCM is COVID safe. Call RCM Construction 864-9520 now.
When Hilton Hawaiian Village opened in 1955, who made their signs? Honolulu Sign. They do building marquees and lighted signs, letter signs, parking and tow-away signs, signs of every kind. Honolulu Sign has OSHA compliance signs, makes custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047, licensed and insured, COVID compliant, and they have all the PPE signs you need. Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047.
The Golf Club tip number 47. When mad about your slice, don't hit the tree with your driver. Break it over your knee. Now, back to the Golf Club with Danielle Tucker.
Wait, don't do that to your knee. We were just talking about knees. Michael Patrick Shields, travel guru extraordinaire, travel writer for TravelTattler.com. Michigan's big show. Listen to this. Multiple award-winning show, okay? Talk about multiple. It was already a multiple award-winning now, congratulations, Michael Patrick. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Mahalo. Thank you very much. That's sweet of you to say.
Well, wait
and,
a second.
It's amazing.
You've won again. Yes, you've won again.
I doubled down, I guess. Yeah, that's very sweet and nice of you to mention. But nobody tops you for longevity in the world of golf radio, because it's been darn near 3 decades now, hasn't it?
Wait a minute. I will be in my 22nd year. August of this year.
That's incredible. That's amazing.
It is pretty incredible, isn't it? Am I dating myself?
You haven't had a Saturday off in 22 years.
It feels like that. Okay, so Mission Inn Resort and Club. I like this place. Upscale resort and golf club, ranked number one in Florida and number two in the United States of America by Golf Advisor. 38 miles from Orlando. See, right next to Disney World. It's located between Bay Hill and TPC. Even more golf to play while everybody's playing wherever they want to play. Because you want to play, they want to do something else, it doesn't matter. Apparently, at Mission Inn Resort and Club, Michael Patrick, you can do all kinds of stuff.
It's super duper chill, and you're right. I mean, geographically, it's in between Bay Hill, where they have the PGA Tour event that it was Arnold Palmer's home, and just to the north and east is TPC Sawgrass, where they have the richest PGA Tour event of the year. And so those are big time places, and this is a super chill, let your hair down, you never have to get in the car, just great place. And I heard you mention Disney World. This is almost like it's got an Epcot feel to it, in that the founder, Mr. Bucher, decided to ride a horse the entire length of Mexico. And he was so impressed with that experience that he wanted to recreate that feel here. And that's why it's called Mission Inn. And that's why there's all Spanish architecture here along the spring-fed lakes. And he's got the two golf courses, one of them more than 100 years old, the other one built by Gary Koch, the NBC golf analyst and former tour player who maybe made his famous call ever there at TPC Sawgrass, when you remember when he said, better than most,
yes.
Better than most.
Yes.
Better than most.
Yes.
And, you know, also you're not far from LPGA headquarters here either, and so much so that during the pandemic year, when golf was trying to return and sports were trying to return, the LPGA really wanted to have a Symetra Tour event. And so they worked with Mission Inn, and they had one. And they're going to have it again this next year, and I think it's going to be a tradition. And the players really loved it because they could stay right on the property, and they were well-fed and taken care of. And so you've got this neat combination, and you can even hear the tee shots being hit in the background mm-hmm. here. Right now, because I'm next to two tees and a green. But anyway, they can enjoy it. People can enjoy it. It's right in the middle of everything. And, you know, Bay Hill is flat as your hand. TPC Sawgrass is built in a swamp. That's flat as your hand. It's not flat here. This is 85 feet of elevation in Florida. And it has a more of a look of, say, Augusta National because of that elevation, which is, of course, not that far from here either. So it's a really, really fun place and a cool place. And the man that the Bucher family hired to come in here a few years ago and give it some new life was one of the right-hand people of Arnold Palmer for many years. And so he's taken what he's learned from the king and brought it here to a family business that's been operating for decades. And so I call it a secret. It's very affordable, but a super cool. It's like living in a monastery or a seminary. Because it's that calm, and you have lots of beautiful flowers and architecture and all the stuff that you would need, you know, workout room, and they even have foosball and billiards and shuffleboard, and you can be outside almost all the time if you want to as well. So I really am super charmed by this real oasis, and it's 35 miles north of the maelstrom that is Orlando.
Yeah, and 36 holes of golf. El Campeón, designed by, was it 104 years ago? Did I get that?
Yeah, it's an oldie and a goodie. And
wow.
The other thing, too, there's an alligator I see laying on the side of the pond there right now. I caught a fish here the other day.
You
see those tour players will go after the round in the evening, and they'll cast a line into the water hazards. And
yes.
Sure enough, I decided to try it. They have a catch and release area. And I caught a 3-pound bass with my dad. Can you believe that? After all these years, an old man like me with my old man, and I caught a 3-pound bass. First time in my life.
Wait a second. And did your lady friend say, put it back in, or did you do it because you wanted to?
Well, they ask you to catch and release here,
okay.
Which is perfectly fine. And, you know, I'm not a sportsman, so when that fish came out of the water, it was exciting, but I'm like, we got to get it back in there as fast as we can, because it was, you know, gasping for air and flapping around. And I'm like, oh, we got to get it back in there.
No, I so, totally understand.
Yeah, it was real peaceful.
I'm a vegetarian, so I always want them to live.
Whoa.
Yes, the LPGA Mission Inn Resort and Club Championship is May 26th through the 30th. That's really exciting. Now we're going to go to something that you know a lot about, mm-hmm. the most secure announcer in sports. Wouldn't you? I've just decided to give him that moniker. The most secure announcer in sports. He doesn't have to worry about a thing now for the rest of his life, does he?
Jim Nantz, I'm sure you're talking about, who just signed a new contract with CBS.
Yes.
And the man who calls the NCAA Final Four, the Super Bowl, and the Masters Tournament, sometimes all in the same year. And, it was an interesting, and it was a long negotiation at CBS to re-sign him because everybody knows he doesn't want to go anywhere because he wants to do 50 Masters tournaments by the time he's finished.
You should never have said that.
Yeah, that was a tough thing, you know, for the negotiation if you're not willing to walk. But apparently, from what I read, he's now paid on the level that, you know, I think he's underpaid even still because he's the best there is. And being a good friend of his, I can just tell you he's as nice a man as you're ever going to meet.
Oh, that's nice.
And, he loves golf tradition. I don't know if you know this, but he lives at Pebble Beach now. And he drives around in a cart that was once owned by Ken Venturi. And if you go in the cart, he's got Ken Venturi's glove still hanging on it. You know, he really is somebody who embraces his past and the people who are good to him along the way and just loves golf. So I'm happy. Everybody's happy he's going to be in that prominent role and that arrangement was finally made this week.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And I understand you're going to have some breaking news. I always think that's hysterical. Everybody's got breaking news, even though I've heard it someplace else, breaking news.
Yes. Narcissistic thing to say that I would have breaking news about myself, but
no.
I'll be able to tell you about it in a week or so.
Yes.
But, so Jim Nantz has got the tradition unlike any other coming up, the Masters tournament, and I just try to create some new ones along the way and learn from people like him. And, you know, he used to come to Hawaii very frequently. Of course, since the Pandorama struck, it's a little bit limited. But I'm sure first chance he gets to get back there, he will. But there's a little thing called the Masters Tournament coming up between now and then. And you'll be safely seeing him on CBS again.
I'm glad. And I'll be talking with you next week again, right?
Yes, I'll be talking to you, in fact, from the TPC Sawgrass.
There you go.
In Ponte Vedra. And that's where I'll tell you what I got cooking.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I can't tell you anything till then.
It's breaking news then, though. Michael Patrick Shields is travel guru extraordinaire at the Golf Club, travel writer for TravelTattler.com, and he's host, award-winning host, multiple times, Michigan's Big Show, also award-winning. And congratulations to Tony Cuthbert for all of his work. Thank you so much for being
nice
on the show,
you.
Michael Patrick.
I've never ridden the length of Mexico on a horse yet, though, but I'll put that on the list, I guess.
Yes, there you go. Aloha. We're going to come. Bob Herrig is standing by, and we're going to do a Masters preview in addition to, boy, I am just, I'm sure somebody's won, or maybe they're still tied. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club tip number 72. Don't throw your club over the fence. It slows down play. We'll be right back with Danielle Tucker in a few moments.
Seals Electric has kept Hawaii's power on for more than 60 years. High-rises, shopping and commercial centers, city and county projects. Have your project done on time, on budget, with a tradition of excellence and safety only Seals delivers. Update your facilities with the next generation of cost-saving products. We're COVID compliant. Call 842-1944. That's 842-1944. Across Hawaii, Seals Electric lights the way.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu. I've completely lost control of my show. Have you discovered Global Golf Post yet? Global Golf Post is the leading golf news publication in the game. It is a digital magazine. It's published very early Monday morning, delivered to your email inbox before you wake up. And in the pages of Global Golf Post, you will find all the news from the pro tours from the weekend, plus opinion and commentary from many of the best writers covering the game today. You can also read about the latest golf gear from the leading golf equipment brands. Best of all, it's absolutely free. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii to sign up for your free subscription. You'll become the most informed golfer in your regular foursome. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii. Do it today.
Want more customers?
Renovating high-rises, whatever your trade.
Fill your restaurants, buy your cars, use your realty company, buy insurance, air condition their offices. Advertise on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. We have quality listeners like yourself. We have ad packages that start at a few hundred dollars. Email your contact info to rick@radiogolfclub.com. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com. Advertise on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club.
That's rick@radiogolfclub.com.
Our listeners are consumers, too.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Bob Herrig, senior golf writer for ESPN, attended Indiana University on an Evans Scholarship, and of course, president at one time of the Golf Writers Association of America and current member. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, good morning, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for your patience and for being on the show again.
No worries.
I was watching intently, wondering whether Matt Kuchar or wouldn't it have been incredible if young all of a sudden, his name went out of my mind. Jordan Spieth had won this match. It was amazing. The round of 16 went down to, I guess, 18 holes.
Yeah, Kuchar won it on the 18th. And, you know, Jordan was two up early and then got tied, fell behind, tied it again. And, you know, that's what match play is all about. It was pretty good. It's kind of hard to fault anybody in a situation like that. And Kuchar's been amazingly good at this tournament. I think he's been to the Sweet 16 for the 5 years it's been there. And, he lost in the finals the last time they played it 2 years ago. So he seems to really relish this. We've had some unbelievable matchups and really some big-name players that got bounced, you know, which just kind of shows you what match play is all about. It's not always about where you're ranked.
Exactly. And I was, you know, going to talk to you about Matt Kuchar, who won, Justin Thomas, Louis Oosthuizen, and Kevin Kisner didn't, you know, make it out of that. He won after having some not great performances recently. Sony Open he won, but it's not been quite the Matt Kuchar that we saw that year when he won the Sony Open or just before it. And then seeing Jordan Spieth, who's been off for 3 years, I mean, you know, he seems to be really on the path to coming back.
Yeah, Kuchar's a little bit of a mystery. He's not really performed that well of late. He's kind of had a downturn. And as you noted, Spieth has struggled for a long time, but has been on the rebound here since February. You know, he's had a bunch of good tournaments. You know, he was in contention in Phoenix at Pebble Beach. He had a good tournament at Riviera. He certainly wasn't terrible at Bay Hill or the Players. He's sort of been trending towards this again. And, it was nice to see him even make it to this point. I don't think it's a bad thing or good thing either way to play any more in this event as far as it leads to, what it means for, say, the Masters. In fact, Spieth is going to play next week in San Antonio. So you know, it might be a blessing for him that he got beat, because otherwise you're talking about a lot of golf.
Yes.
And even for a young guy, it's still a lot of golf. And, you know, you've got to put yourself through a lot. And so I just think it's all trending nicely for him. And certainly it is for Kuchar, too.
Absolutely. And this is day four. And it's like it's been a lot of golf. This is interesting, too. Scottie Scheffler won 5-4 over Ian Poulter. Ian Poulter, he beat Ian Poulter. Like, it just was like, even though Scottie's, you know, I mean, he's way above Ian when it comes to ranking, it was almost like he beat Ian Poulter. Were you surprised?
I mean, a little bit. I don't think we should ever really be surprised by results in 18-hole match play. You know, it's just, it's what we've talked about many times, that, you know, it's not the true gauge of the better player, usually, over a longer period is when you can judge somebody. But, Poulter's got the great match play record. He did really well through the pool stage, but yet he built himself no equity with all that great success in that part of it. You know, they started zero today, and he goes up against a guy who's barely played in this type of situation, and he gets beat. It's just sort of how match play works, you know?
Okay, let's – Tony Finau. Tony Finau's ball, I think it was a 7-foot, 8-inch putt. It went 7 feet, 4 fifths, let's say. 7 4/5, right? It went just almost was in, right? So he gets up and he walks over to the right of his ball, still hanging. He takes 3 steps to the left. Then he gets his shadow covering the ball. And a second later, the ball drops in the hole. And so, of course, everybody's saying, is it true? The shadow can really get your ball in the hole? Have you heard that before?
All I know is nothing like that ever works for me. You know, it's funny how that works. I mean, he was smart to not be too quick to knock it in, right? You have 10 seconds.
Yeah.
So, you know, you might as well use it. If you think there's any chance, you might as well be as patient as possible and let that thing, give it a chance to drop in. And it is interesting that it was the shadow that maybe pushed it over the edge.
And one person said, you know, it wasn't there long enough in the shadow for the temperature to drop to cause it. There's all this speculation.
Right.
Science comes into it. Oh, let's talk about the Masters, though. We're on just, what, 7, 8? When are you going to the Masters?
I'm actually going next weekend because Saturday is the Augusta National Women's Amateur.
Yeah.
Which obviously they didn't play in November, but I'm getting there for that, in advance of that. So I'll actually be there, you know, several days before it begins, and obviously looking forward to it. You know, it's going to be nice to have more of a normal Masters. Obviously in November there was no spectators. They're going to have some this time. I think an amount that we've been seeing here lately, you know, like at the Players and Bay Hill and in Austin, I think, you know, enough to give it a good feel, or certainly a better feel than if there were none. So that part will be great. I think we get back to more of a golf course that plays like we expect. And, obviously all kinds of good storylines going in.
Yeah, all kinds. And one program, Masters Play starts on April 8th, just so you know, that's the Monday. And one program they ran for odds, Dustin Johnson was expected to repeat. John Rahm and Rory McIlroy were high up, 10-1. Bryson DeChambeau, Justin Thomas, and Brooks Koepka, 11-1. And I thought, how weird that they had Brooks in there. I mean, have you heard how he's doing?
Well, I mean, all I heard was what they said last Sunday, which was that he had actually had some sort of a surgery on his right knee and that there was some ligament issues and he was in a cast. That doesn't portend well for being in the Masters in 10 days.
No.
The thing is, they've been very, you know, kind of coy about what the situation is. I mean, Do they really think there's a chance he can play? I mean, I guess if they think that, then why would they say otherwise? But, you know, the injury doesn't sound great. And even if he is able to play, you know, you know, you haven't walked, you haven't practiced, you know, he hasn't played now since the match play event in Bradenton, yes, where he actually tied for second. That's what's such a, you know, such an unfortunate thing about this is he was playing well, had a lot going on with his game, and, you know, he turned the corner finally with a win. This is not the bad knee. This is not the knee that's given him all the trouble.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you know, all of a sudden now, you know, it hurts the other knee. It sounds like some sort of freak accident, or not a golf accident, not a wear and tear accident. And it caused him to miss the players, and he was going to play Honda. He's out of that. No match play, obviously. I mean, it just sounds like, you know, you never say never, but it doesn't sound great. And, I, you know, obviously for his sake, I hope he can be there. That would be great. That's better than not. But it's hard to have high expectations at this point.
When you talk about great, you know, when it is hard to have high expectations, and I would prefer it if he just sat out and took care of his body so he can come back strong. I always cringe when I see, but I, at the same time, it's like I'm watching Tiger Woods all over again. You know, this series of operations that he's having to undergo. I just don't know what the swing of today is doing to the bodies. They're in shape. They're in great shape, better shape than they were 40 years ago. But it seems like the older golfers held up longer. And the young guys are in such great shape, but they're getting hurt so much.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a great cautionary tale. Be careful with all the training, with all, especially the weight training and stuff. You know, Brooks transformed himself, and he got himself to be very, in great condition, great shape, everything. But yet he started to break down a little bit. Now, was this all due to golf? Obviously this last one wasn't, but the knee problems that he had before certainly were. And then it got worse when he had an accident, and then he tried to play too soon, it seems like.
Yes.
His hips started bothering him. You know, one thing leads to another. It's easy to get into bad habits, you know, with your golf swing. That's the main reason I think guys have to be careful about coming back too soon. You know, if something is bothering you, you know, our bodies compensate, and we might not even realize it. You know, it's just you typically go away from the pain. Well, in golf, if you start doing that and you overcompensate and now you get into bad habits because of it, that's not a good situation.
No.
So I hope that this is something he can get fixed and recuperate from, because he's such a great player. He showed it again this year. He was on the way back, but you know, here he is. It's basically been 18 months of injury woes, and you know, that's hard to overcome. I mean, that's frustrating, and it leads to guys coming back too soon because they want to get back. And so he's got a lot to sort through there.
Yeah. Yeah, and so I was, you know, I'm looking at Tommy Fleetwood. When you talk about storylines, what storylines are exciting you?
Well, certainly, you know, I think it's going to be interesting to see if Dustin Johnson can repeat or be in the mix again. He played so great in November. He had been on such a good run. He's just tailed off a little bit here lately. You know, just had a couple of so-so tournaments of late. I'm not talking about the match play so much, but you know, he wasn't great at the Players, and he wasn't great at that match play, or excuse me, the World Golf event at the Concession, after being on a pretty good run for a long time. So, you know, does he find it again? Because the place is so suited for him.
Mm-hmm.
I think John Rahm is primed to win a major. He's been top 10 the last 3 years at the Masters, but his wife is due that week. You know, so, and he already made the crack, you know, don't bet on me, because I might have to leave.
That's,
you know,
right. And so, I'm leaving.
Yeah, he's not going to stick around. And I don't blame him. So no. Good for him, but you know, it's like it's unfortunate. You know, obviously he's in a good position to contend again. You know, can Jordan get in the mix finally after all this time? can Rory, who's now going through swing issues and hired a new coach just a couple of weeks before the Masters.
And Justin Thomas.
Another guy who's gotten a little bit better every time at Augusta. Mm-hmm. And so there's a guy that I would think would have a great chance to contend. So, you know, we've got a lot of them. You know, can Phil find any magic at this late stage? You know, is there going to be a young guy that we're not thinking of? I think, you know, there's a bunch of them. And obviously, you know, it really stinks that Tiger's not going to be there. You know, I think given the proper health, we would have been, you know, cautiously optimistic about how he might fare. But obviously he's got a lot bigger things to worry about now, but it's unfortunate nonetheless.
That he can't just be there. That would be so wonderful. Let me ask you, at Augusta National, is there a golf hole that you would see two holes in one on two separate days or back-to-back, for that matter, like we saw at Augusta, Austin Country Club, when Sergio Garcia beat Lee Westwood with that hole-in-one, and Tommy Fleetwood eliminated Bryson DeChambeau, who he also had a hole-in-one on the same hole. That it was amazing.
If it were to happen at Augusta, it would be 16, because that hole has yielded the most aces in the tournament history. And sometimes they put that pin in a position where the ball just funnels right toward it. So I could see it happening there. I mean, I think there's only been one hole in one ever on the fourth. You know, certainly the 12th is not really conducive to a hole in one. But 16 to me seems like it's a possibility. Six is somewhat of a possibility once in a while. It can yield, but it's such a small area to hit the ball to. And obviously we all know how hard it is to get a ball to go in for an ace, but to have two in back-to-back days on the same hole, in this format, too. I mean, Sergio's shot was unreal, you know, in a playoff like that. So that was great. And, you know, the more the merrier, obviously.
It was wonderful. And Lee Westwood's comment saying, I thought I'd seen everything. Well, I guess I was wrong.
Right.
That was perfect.
Right.
Bob Herrig, ESPN writer, thank you so much for giving me your time today. Of all days, I didn't know it was a day off for you. Thank you.
No worries. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You too. Aloha. Well, thank you to our wonderful sponsors. Sioux Electric kept the lights on in Hawaii, the power on, that is, for more than 60 years. High-rises, shopping and commercial centers, city and state projects. Have your project done right, on time, on budget. It's Sioux Electric, lighting the way. Aloha Power Equipment moving sale continues until the store's empty and we put power at your fingertips. You know, for everything you need, including the Honda mower, which is on sale. Check it out. Sand Island and Waipahu stores. Honolulu Sign. They do exterior building signs, real estate and lighting signs, parking signs, interior signs, signs of all kinds, PPE signs. It's Honolulu Sign, moving to Hart Street. Hawaii Pain and Spine, Dr. Jonathan Carlson. If you've got pain, see Dr. Jonathan Carlson. Do something about it. Call Hawaii Pain and Spine. MD Restoration, flood or fire disasters, you need help right away. 24/7, when disaster strikes, call MD Restoration. RCM Construction, a 30-year leader in Spalling repairs across Hawaii. Spalling? It destroys the strength of your structure. RCM Construction, they will fix it. And Global Golf Post, the leading golf publication in the game. It is free. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii. Show your support for the golf club. Yes, it's free. Sign up. Just put in your email. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii and get your Global Golf Post. I want to thank you for your mama, and you can always find the show at radiogolfclub.com. If you want to hear something again, radiogolfclub.com for the podcast or where you get yours. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2021.